Keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Keep it to yourself. We all have the opportunity to be filled with joy and filled with enthusiasm and filled with peace and filled with happiness. And we want to run around and tell the world, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, this is so great. Well, when you do that, your vessel quickly becomes empty. When you go running around telling the world how happy you are, when you go running around telling everybody in the world how great you are and how great everything is in your life and how perfect everything is going in your world, all of a sudden you'll find yourself empty. All of a sudden you'll find your vessel completely empty of all content. Now, how does that work? Well, we are born to have adventures. We are born to have beautiful experiences, but we are born mostly to have awakenings, being awakened. Awakening. Are you ever awakening to anything? Are you ever wakening up to things in your life that you say, wow, wow, and you want to run around and tell everybody about it? And rather than do that, when you have an awakening experience, you smile from the depth of your heart and soul. When you have an awakening experience, you feel very good inside yourself. And then you live that awakening experience. Many people like to know what their path in life is, what direction they're supposed to be going, what things are important to them. And they don't realize that the path they're supposed to be going in, the direction they're in, is to be themselves and have fun, to awaken to who they are. Can you awaken to the fact that you are a nice person? Can you awaken to the fact that you have a lot of great experiences going on in your world? I walk the many-mile path around our property here in the high mountains of Southern California. And it's usually early in the morning when Rex and I are out walking, and the moon is bright and glorious. And we walk along the path, and it's just always just a carpet under my feet. And when I come up to the gate, the far area gate of our property, I go to the gate to check the locks, because sometimes the Border Patrol goes through the gate and leaves it open. And when I find the gate is locked properly, I say, oh, good, how wonderful, oh, how fantastic. Why does that excite you, Herb? Why does that excite you to find that your gate is locked like you'd like it to be, so that people don't ride their golf carts and their other carts in on your property and take away your privacy? What kind of privacy do I want? I want to be myself and have fun. I want to walk my own way. People oftentimes would come onto our property when we first bought it years and years and years ago, and they'd say, what is this place, and what do you do here, and what's going on here? And I'm walking the path, and I'm meditating. I'm walking the path, and I'm saying to myself, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I am happiness. I am happiness. I am happiness. I am joy. And as I walk the property saying this, and then somebody comes along out of nowhere, and they don't really belong on our property because it's our property, and they say, what is this place? What do you do here? What were you meditating about? You know, and who all comes here? And what's this all about? Well, I'm walking the property. I'm walking in meditation. I'm walking in peace. I'm walking in the feeling that all is in divine order. I'm walking in the feeling that all is good and very good. And if I know the gate is locked and we don't have unexpected visitors, you can always walk around the gate. The gate merely blocks vehicles from coming on the property. You can always go around our other gate. We have a fence along part of our property that gives us a little bit of privacy, and the edge of the fence has a gate that you just reach up and pull the latch and come in. And if you are about to trespass on other people's property, that's okay. You can do it freely. And the main gate has a fence on it. It has a gate that opens and closes with a battery. But the thing is, we leave it open all the time. We leave it open all the time. We have a sign there saying, "This is the property of the University of Healing, Church of God Unlimited. This is the Absolute Monastery. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry. This is all that is good." And you see, that people don't want to come in. They know what it is. They don't come in to be to find out what's going on. They know what it is. Each one of us has that privilege of doing wonderful things. And if we were to keep it to ourselves, if we would just walk around our world, our property, with joy in our heart, with bubbles in our heart, with the happiness in our heart, wherever we would go, we would find more happiness. Wherever we would go, we would find more joy, more thrills, more peace. Wherever we'd go, the world would just waken to our presence. Now, we don't have to tell it to the world. We just live it. I look at the gate and I see it locked and I think, good, that's just the way I like it. I look at the front gate, I see it wide open. I say, good, that's just the way I like it. I look at everything about our 110 acres here up in the high mountains, and I enjoy every moment of it. I enjoy every instant of it. And everyone that I meet and everyone I do see at their right time says, what peace there is here, what solitude, what joy. Everybody who comes here just seems to be totally at peace. Everybody loves one another. It's such a good feeling. And indeed, it is a very good feeling. It is a very monumental feeling because everyone who comes here feels that this is a place of absolute awareness of the divine within each of us. What would you like in your life? What would you like in your world? Do you want to shout out to your world how happy you are? Do you want to shout out to all of life what a great world this is? If that's what you want to go and do, the world is not ready for you. Truly, it's not. The world is ready for you when you live who you are every moment of your life. The world is ready for who you are when you know that you are the ideal being, the wonderful, fantastic, ideal being that says all is in divine order now. Are you that? Is that who you are? Or do you want to run around shouting, hey, isn't this wonderful? Hey, isn't this great? When a person is riding a horse, they're riding that horse in oneness with that horse. They're not shouting, whoopee, hey-o, silver, and all that sort of stuff. Those are things that may be done from time to time, but not all the time. All the time, it is quietness and peace. All the time, it is living within itself. When children are very noisy in their play, we think that everything's good. And when children are very quiet in their play, we think something's going on, something that shouldn't be going on. Truly, when we are quiet in our play, when we intuitively live who we are within ourselves, when we live that magnificence that we are within ourselves, then we truly know that all is in divine order. We truly know that we keep it to ourselves. Live it in our every moment. Enjoy it so fully, so completely, so wonderfully, that no matter what happens in our life, we feel that all is in divine order. No matter what happens in our world, It is good and very good. This is the instant illumination that each one of us has when we awaken to the fact that it's not the outward shout of joy, it's not the outward cry of hallelujah, but it's the inward sanctuary where we reach within ourselves and we find the joy and the peace and the love that we are. Keep it to yourself. And as you keep it to yourself, you will find that all the world understands who and what you are and says, hey, that's pretty cool. I like that. That's the kind of person I am. I like that. I like that. That's me. That's what you can say. And that's what I say. And that's what is. Have a lovely day, knowing I love you with all my heart, all my soul, and all my being.